Good. Good to hear.
Hey, well, who's here?
Jason and Bob.
Jason and Bob.
Hey, Jason.
Hello.
So you want to start by talking about your Facebook post dilemma?
Yeah, I'm just when this new organic reaching out with these posts, I'm trying to get my bearings on how to do it, where it moves people towards me, raises their hands. I guess fully understand how to respond or how to take advantage of people when they do raise their hands.
Okay, so what you're doing is you're walking past the open door. That's where your head is at right now.
Okay.
Because you for some reason think it's important to like give them a summary of the whole thing.
I do. Yeah.
Right. So you're acting as if they're all like hanging on that thread, like they're checking it every day and they're wondering what everybody's saying. And what you got to realize is with Facebook, it's almost mindless. It grabs their attention for a fraction of a second, and then they move on to something else. And you know, a part of the dinosaur in me is I see it as just the dumbing down of society. I mean, at some level, I'm offended by how stupid people are getting. And you know, that sounds terrible. I think it's true. I think people don't read books anymore. I think, you know, they watch sections of a movie on YouTube or on Netflix, and they just don't immerse themselves anymore in learning, you know? So nobody is hanging on that thread. It's just they put a post there, and then they went on to the next thing, and since then, they've had 67 million different thoughts, none of which related to you. Okay, so you're sitting there trying to think of how do I put a nice little bow around this so that they'll all feel satisfied. But the reason you're doing it is you're just putting bait in the water. So it's like all the fish are right in front of you right now, and you're just not putting your net in. You just want to throw more bait. You want to go, oh, guys, you like the bread? Hey, I'll throw you some worms. And then people go, Jason, how come you're not catching any fish? You go, I don't know. They're all right there, but why aren't you catching them? I don't know. You know, did you put your net in the water? No, I'm just giving them more bait. Do you understand? That's kind of the way you're thinking right now. So as soon as they acknowledge that they have interest in losing weight, that they're frustrated, they're eating too much sugar, they don't know how to break the sugar habit, as soon as they do that, you got to reach out to them. Like, there's no need to go any further. The fish is on the hook.
So write your private message.
Yeah, or even within the post. Go, hey, I'd love to contact you. Or you should come to my thing Tuesday night. Like, you just got to, you know, touch, compel, capture, thrill, right? So you touched, you compelled, now you got to capture. And that's what you're not doing. You want to compel and compel and compel and compel.
Gotcha.
So you got to get your head out of that, because it's the same thing about you thinking, oh, I have new Facebook friends. Let me reach out to them. You're just putting bait in the water, but you got to throw your net in when somebody responds to your bait.
Yeah, okay, that's exactly what I mean. Like, how that capture piece is what I'm trying to figure out. So, okay, that makes sense.
All right, so you're not, you know, I don't know exactly how you get from there to the offer. It's going to take some practice. But maybe it's just, how can I help you? Give me an example of something somebody said that you see as an opportunity.
People who said that they have a sugar addiction and that they have to avoid it at all costs. So there's one guy,
say
Barry,
it again.
Was just saying,
okay.
There's one guy, Barry, said he had a sugar addiction.
Right.
And that he can't even smell it, or he falls, he caves in.
Okay. So as an example, I would post only because if I want other people to see it, I don't want to give them the answer because then it's done, right? I will say to him on that thread, hey, I'm going to send you a personal message and tell you how you can break that sugar addiction in 3 days.
Okay.
All right. Now, the other thing you have to realize is when you put a post out to your Facebook audience, not everybody who is a friend receives it. I don't know how Facebook manages the algorithms. They change them all the time. But some people will receive it and some won't, right?
Right.
But once you're involved in a thread, like once you're replying to somebody else's reply, only those people see it. In other words, let's say I have 5,000 friends, right? And I put a post on there, and I go, hey, guys, what frustrates you the most about fitness? You know, and now 20 of them respond. And then I send that neat little conclusion that you were going to send. Only 20 of my 5,000 friends are going to see that conclusion.
That makes sense.
So if you're going to write something that extensive, and by the way, it's really good, I would put that out to my whole list. I wouldn't limit it to the thread.
Okay.
So you might do something, and I think a video might be even better. You might go, hey, you know what? Hey, you know who I am. I'm the guy who's helping everybody get fit and get rid of their weight loss resistance. And I just did this one post on Facebook, and I got so many replies. And what I learned is lots of people are confused about sugar, about losing fat. So I want to do a three-minute video just to give people clarity. So do it there, you know? Do it using the reference of the thread, but not within the thread itself.
Gotcha.
So I would go through it, and I would look at all the fish who nibbled at your bait, and I would reach out to everyone, and I would just send them a message and go, you know, hey, would you like me to help you with that? You know, are you really frustrated with losing weight? Let's set up a time to talk. Every time somebody, because, again, they're holding up their hand, so you don't have to compel them anymore. Now you got to just kind of put the net in the water.
So put the post, get the raise their hand, direct message. That makes sense.
Say it again.
So put the post out there, get them to raise their hand, direct message.
Yeah, sometimes direct message. Sometimes it'll be, like I said, if there's something that, like a teaser you want to put there. You know, if you want to go, you know, hey, would you like me to help you with that? You know, that's okay to put in the thread because then the other people see that as well. And they'll say, help me too, help me too.
Okay.
You know, I put a, like I put a post for not the metabolic reboot, but a newer report that I have. And I actually put the link in the post, right? Like in the past, sometimes I go, hey, if you want it, just give me a reason. Give me a comment why you want this, and I'll send it to you. But this time I put the link in the post. So what's interesting is I got zero, maybe two replies to the post. So far, I got 178 requests for the report.
Really?
You understand what I'm saying? In other words, they didn't comment, but that doesn't mean they weren't interested. 178 people clicked on the link and asked for the report. So to me, those are all people who took the bait. So as soon as they do that, as soon as they're biting, you go, hey, how can I help you? You know, let's talk more. Let's set up a time. Come to my thing Tuesday night.
That makes sense.
Okay.
That
but do you see
clarity.
It? Because, again, it's just you starting to identify it. You know, like I told you, you just walk by opportunities every day. And here's an example of, like, you're actually
right.
getting them
no,
to say,
it.
Yes, I need help.
Yeah. I just don't know, like, now what do I do? But that makes a lot more sense. How to convert them into the funnel, into the seminar, into something.
Okay. That's it. And then this will soon really start to become clear to you that whenever you have a prospect, because you've compelled them, you drive them into your funnel. And then it becomes simple. And then your funnel fills up every other week, and then you start doing them every week. So it's just going to take practice for you to just get in that mindset that I'm touching, I'm compelling, now I have to capture. Sound good? Because I see it as a huge success. You just have to now turn them into clients. But they're all there. They're going, Jason, I need your help. I need your help.
Right. Just the wording is positioning into the funnel that was missing. Like just how to get that in. But that makes more sense. Now I can kind of create that stuff.
Okay. And there might be an in-between step like a phone conversation. Like don't feel like you have to put them right in the funnel because they might need to be warmed up a little bit. So you can just say, hey, call me. Here's my number. Or what's a good time to call you? I can help you with that. Or you can get rid of your sugar addiction in 3 days. You want me to tell you how? You know, it doesn't always have to be just come to my thing Tuesday night because sometimes they need more information about what your thing is. But you don't have to do it in the post. Now you talk to them individually because, remember, you want to be talking to avatars and making offers. Good? All right. Who else joined us? Troy?
David.
David? Is Troy here?
I am, yes.
Okay, good. All right, listen, guys, I am pulling into my driveway. My phone is going to cut out for about a second, so I'm going to hang up this phone and call back for my home phone. So I'm going to disappear for a minute or two, and I'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on, Jason? Bob, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Good. Yeah, man, that's good stuff, Jason. Man, that's kind of where I get stuck is, like, how do you take the next step?
We're missing that.
Yeah, so I guess I
right, I said, like, I got people fighting and looking, now what do I do? And same thing goes with all, like, the Facebook friends was the same thing as far as just how do I get them to bite and move them towards the net into the funnel.
Did you say you found a way to post so that only people in your area see it? Because I get people that are all over just saying, yeah, I need that. I wish I could post it to you. I mean, different states, except. I think it was Bob or Jason, one of you guys said that you found a way to tweak it so that when you do those posts, it's only in your geographical area. Am I remembering that correctly or no? Yes, no, maybe.
Do what? My phone's breaking up. I can hardly hear. I don't know if that's me or something else.
I'm having the same problem.
Huh.
Well, you know, I think, David, you need to get everything set up locally first, and then all of us have to start developing some kind of an online program that would be beneficial to those outsiders, so to speak.
Yeah, I agree with that, but my question was, because it was breaking up on me as well, is are you posting locally only? Can you restrict that or no?
I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
But I think you just make a list of those people that are outside of your region, and then when you're ready to do a some kind of virtual experience, you've got that list, you know, ready to go. That's what I've been doing.
I'm back.
I'm nowhere. Oh, all right.
Go ahead. Don't stop, because I'm here.
Oh, I was just saying that I'm nowhere near doing some kind of virtual event, but at least I'm collecting up those names of people that are not in my region. So.
Okay. Okay, so let's talk about Reach Funnel Spillover. Where are you guys at?
What do you mean, where are we at?
What's new? You're going to get to a place where you're consistently driving new people in with your reach. Every other week for now, you're going to have a small group. That's going to be your funnel. And then ultimately, you're going to hire an apprentice. So, you know, on that sort of timeline, where are you at? I just want to kind of get a pulse. You don't understand what I'm asking?
Well, I mean, my reach is going good. I was not looking good for tomorrow's event, but now I'm up to, I think, 9 people. But again, I'm troubling with getting people to give me their credit cards just because of where I'm meeting them or how the setup is there. So that's my struggle right now. So
okay.
I know I don't really have 9 people, but I have 9 people on my list right this second. 2 of them came from today's email, which was modeled after David's post for me. So I appreciate
great.
That.
Sweet. Good job, man.
All right, so Troy, I want you to stay off of the bridge.
Stay off the bridge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
You have no idea what I'm talking about, right?
Not at all, no.
Okay. I feel like you go out on the bridge and you're ready to jump quite a bit. Like, you know, my reach isn't working. Like, we get the females from
it
you.
It wasn't working.
I know, but I want you to see that this is all in your power. Like the fact that you can go from 0 to 9 in 2 days, like this is what you got to be able to do is go, I got this. Because at this point, you know it. So anytime like you go, it's not working, you got to go, what could I do differently? Rather than it's not working. Because it'll never work unless you work it. So I just love that you have 9 people. That's just, it's awesome. Because you were on the bridge. Now you got off the, so like, just don't go on the bridge. Go, okay, you know what? I need people for my funnel. I'll get them. Like, just that simple thought, you know, will change everything. So, good. Now, how do you get the credit cards when you meet them outside of there? I'll tell you the easiest way, I think. The easiest way is to simply tell them you need it, so tell them that you'll call them. So, in other words, if I'm meeting somebody in Target, right, I'll go, oh, you know what? I want to make sure I put your name down. You're definitely coming? They're going to go, yeah. Do you want to bring anybody? Yes, I want to bring my friend. Okay, fantastic. I'm going to be back in my office at 3 o'clock. I'm going to call you then just to firm up the reservation. I'm going to need your credit card number. Okay, can I call you at 3? Yes. Perfect. All right? So at least now I'm leaving and I'm going to follow up and call and get the credit card number. And if for any reason they go, oh, no, I'm not sure yet. Okay, well then at least I know that they were tentative anyway. Does that help?
Okay. Yes, very much.
Okay, but make it a specific. Like, don't go, oh, I'll call you later, because then you'll never reach him. So make it like just a subtle, quick appointment. You know, I'm going to be back in my office. I'm free at 4:45. I'm going to call you then, get you in the book, get your credit card number, and you'll be all set. Sound good? Yeah. Okay, good. So that should help. And do you have phone numbers on all 9?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. So you can also call to confirm. Okay, great. So reach is working anytime you get in the mindset of making it work. And I know it's going to just get easier and easier and easier. Yeah, I know. There's no question about that. Funnel, how are you feeling about it? I mean, you kind of hated the last one, but you did it. So, you know, applause for that. But now how are you feeling about going into this one?
I'm better with this one. Yeah, I'm ready.
Good. Okay, and Apprentice, have you done anything yet?
I sent out another Craigslist ad this morning, but I haven't heard anything back. So I did the
nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, I think you're gonna have to do some networking. I really think it's gonna come from there.
All right.
Where did you get the employees that you've had? I know none of them were the right person, but where'd you get them?
The current guy that I've got came from a Facebook post from his mom looking for some summer help positions. The other people, I just meet them places, random stuff. Nothing's been consistent. I've worked with all the universities, done the, had the apprenticeship program, the internship program coordinator from the closest one come over. We discussed everything, put everything together, nothing. So very strange. I've had no luck with the colleges.
Okay, but it's never going to be luck. See if any of them will let you present. Like, I've had good success with that. When a university will let you speak to maybe their graduating class or third year, because they don't know anything about the real world.
True.
So it's an easy talk, because they're just, all they're learning is technical stuff. And then they come out, and then they have no sense of how to make money with it. So, you know, it's a real easy talk to do. But you can say to them, if anybody's looking to get a head start, you know, I'm looking for someone right now. And then you just said a Facebook post. Maybe you want to put just a Facebook post of your own just saying, how in the world am I going to find a great employee? And just see what you get. You know, who knows?
Okay.
Just try it. Maybe either somebody will give you an idea, or maybe they'll have somebody, or maybe they'll be somebody. Maybe they'll go, I'm looking for a job.
Yeah, great. No, that's a good
one. But just keep putting it out there. Don't sweep it under the rug. Like, this is really important. You got to find that person, and I know they exist. You just have to find them. The beauty of getting an apprentice is once you have them, if you really do a good job of leading and managing, you never have to go through this again. And then eventually you'll have 2 or 3 employees, so you sort of have a bullpen. But, you know, this is the part where it's critical, because otherwise you're right back in that place where it's overworked Troy with more business than he can handle.
Absolutely. Yep.
Good. David, where are you at? Reach, funnel, spillover.
Reach is it's getting better. I have 3 people for next Tuesday. I guess a confession. I took my foot off the gas a little bit the past couple of days because I guess just reeling from last week, but then I slapped myself out of it. Hey, man, you know, you can't do that. You got to keep moving forward. So, meaning I didn't do any reaching this weekend intentionally, just kind of had downtime with the family, and but we're ready to go. It's Monday, so.
Okay, but what do you mean reeling from last week? What was last week that made you reel?
Well, really, I mean, just off the success of, you know, I closed three out of three, technically, or 3 out of 4 out of first one. I did it. Man, this stuff is awesome.
Okay,
you know,
so in our second week, I just want you to remember something I said because it'll ring true now. Never stop the reach. When things are great, reach. When things are bad, reach. Always, never, ever, ever stop the reach. It just has to become just so ingrained because that's what feeds the funnel and that's what feeds the spillover. So when it gets to be fun for you, David, and it will, then it'll just be what you do, even when you're with your family. You know, you'll be doing the reach. But, you know, sometimes my daughter gets annoyed. She'll, like, tug on my pants. Come on, Dad, because you know, I'm just talking to somebody. And I know my ex-wife used to say to me, why do you have to talk to everybody? But the fact is, it wasn't even me on a hunt. It just became ingrained. It's just what I do because it literally gets to be fun, you know, and you feel like you're helping people. So I'm glad you caught yourself and just realized that was a monster. So whether you have a great success or the greatest success or a shitty experience, you got to keep reaching. But it shouldn't feel like a burden. It should feel like this is just what you do. You chose to be an entrepreneur in this field, and this is the beauty of it, is you get to meet people everywhere you go. All right, so you have how many people? 3 people for your funnel?
Yep.
All right, so you're feeling great about the funnel.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We talked about the last one. I know what I need to fix, what I need to tweak, and where I, you know, what I, you know, pretty much just remember to do the alternative futures and stick to my guns on my fees.
Right. You have one tomorrow or next week?
Next week, August 1st.
Okay, good. So 3 is a good jump. How many do you want to get in there?
8.
Okay, good. So the best thing you can do is fill it up and then start selling the next one.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you even started thinking about hiring an apprentice?
I've started thinking about it, yes. Because I thought about it today. It's like, man, I get 8 people next week. And let's say I, you know, come close to, say, 100% or 75%. That'll almost fill up my schedule, my ideal schedule. So it'll be time to having an apprentice in here soon. So,
right. Now, when I said to you earlier, this is something if you manage them well, you only really have to do once. When I say something you'll have to do, this is the juggling part, is you're going to have to set aside time to train them. And if you don't, you'll lose them. It's not even that they won't be good. You just won't keep them. So the hard thing is the period of transition, because you can't just immediately give clients to a brand new trainer if they haven't even learned your language, because they have to understand what you're talking to people about. Because as soon as the client says to them, yeah, well, do you think my imbalance will get better? They go, what are you talking about? Right? So you've got to block out time. So you're going to be busy with clients. You're going to be busy bringing in money to pay the bills, and then you have to find time to train the apprentice. And the reason I'm telling you that is it is never too soon to start looking once you have the reach and spillover in place, the reach, the funnel, and spillover in place. So you've got them in place. You've got your reach. You've got your funnel. You got to start looking. Okay? Because
Okay.
It's not like you're going to, it's not like the day will come and you go, oh, I'll get them tomorrow. You got to interview. You got to train. So now is the time. All right. Sounds to me like you're getting better with the reach, still a little apprehension. Distraction monster likes to grab you and go, ah, you know what? You had a good success. Take the weekend off. Or the opposite. The distraction monster goes, oh, nobody at the mall wants to talk to you. Forget this. So it gets you on either side. but start looking for your apprentice. Jason, Bob, where are you guys with this? Jason. Bob.
Doing better. I got my seminars tomorrow, and I got 3 people coming, so that's better than 0, so that's not terrible.
Well, it's also better than 2, and it's also better than 1.
Exactly. And I guess I did a consult this morning. with somebody who won't be in town for that weekend. So basically she just said, well, let's bypass the seminar and let's just get going. So so that was a good thing.
Was it a free consult?
No, I charge them.
Oh, so if they pay for the consult, they don't need to come to the seminar.
Well, that's what I mean. I was getting them, we were talking, and I was getting them into the seminar, to the funnel, and then the more we were talking, I'm out of town, and I said, well, let's just meet on Monday morning because you'll
be in
town.
Right, but you guys in Ohio have to understand when there's an opportunity in front of you.
Yeah.
I realize now the reason that you guys are married is because your wife's pursued you. Has to be, because otherwise you would have let them walk right by. Because that's what you're doing. Like, here's somebody who's already paying you, you know, $150 for a consult. How much did you charge?
Yeah, $150. Uh-huh. $150.
And now you want to get that person in the $20 funnel to try to sell her. No. She's sold, man. She's in. There's no. She shouldn't go near that funnel. So, yeah, just realize when it's very similar, and you guys need to, like, catch each other because you got the opportunity right there. You've already captured. You've done it. And you want to send her back into the funnel where you might lose her. So, that's great, Bob. That's great. But I just want you to realize, like, you did it. Job done with that one. So mm-hmm. You don't want to send her in the funnel. So you have three going into the funnel, one captured, right?
Correct, yes.
Good,
yep.
Good. Jason?
Yeah, my phones keep cutting out, so let me know if you don't hear me.
Are you still at the lake?
No, I'm back home. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. How are you doing with Reach Funnel Spillover?
I feel because of vacation, it's all been paused. So I'm going to put a date out for 2 weeks from tomorrow and then start working on getting it filled.
Okay. I want to share a conceptual promotion with you guys, and I want you to ask a million questions if you have them, and it also might be premature. But I feel like being that next week is our last week, it's important that I talk about this with you today. The idea is that you give people the power to give other people a gift. The idea is that you give people the power to give other people a gift. So, David, how much is a training session with you?
$125, sir.
Oh, it's $97?
No, $125.
Oh, good. Okay, just making sure. So, you give people, in your case, the ability to give somebody a $125 gift. Now, it's really important that you perceive it this way. Otherwise, you're giving away free sessions, and that's never how this should be perceived. So when you're ready, and I don't think you're ready yet, but I want you to kind of have this in your back pocket. I'm talking to all of you. When you're ready, what you do is you invest a little bit of money in making up very nice. The money is spent on making them look nice. Very nice gift certificates. That says who it's from and who it is gifted to. I'm not going to give you a design. You choose your own. You sit down with your printer, choose something on the internet, but make them look nice. If you need to spend a little bit of extra money to emboss them or to put a little gold on them, it's worth it. I'm not saying a ton of money. I mean, you're going to pay $70, $112, something like that. But you're going to make up these very nice looking certificates that are the size to fit in a regular envelope. Okay, they shouldn't be like 8.5 by 11 or 8 by 10. They should be the size that will fit in an envelope. They're not postcards. They're certificates. And they should be on a bit of a card stock, not like a floppy paper. So they look like they have value. And you never, ever just hand it out to the person who's going to use it. Never. There's no reason for you to ever give it to the person who's going to use it. You give it to somebody so they could give it as a gift. Got it?
Yes.
I'm warning you because once you have it in your possession, you're going to feel inclined. You know, you're going to be talking to a strategic ally. You're going to be talking to the owner of a salon, and you're going to go, hey, here's a certificate. Try it out. No, never, because then you've killed the value of it. You've made it disposable. Now, this can be used. This can make you literally millions of dollars if you really use it the way I'm suggesting. You only give it out when there is a reason for someone you know to give a gift. So when might that be?
Valentine's, birthdays, holidays, anniversaries.
Yep. Mother's Day, Father's Day, Mother's Christmas.
Day, Father's Day, birthday stuff there, holidays.
Now, yep.
I feel like I got to... Why wouldn't it be $150 for a consult? Because if someone gets that, it's for a session. Doesn't that kind of go against our intake process of doing a consult first?
Because nobody wants a consult. You can make it the consult. You can give them $125 credit and charge them an extra $25 if you want. The whole thing is you want somebody to come to you. If you want to make it $150 for a consult, you can. I just think consultation is not a good word. Like, I'm giving you the gift of a consultation. Sounds weak. I'm giving you a free session with my trainer. Sounds good.
Yeah,
this is
I'm
somebody who knows you, and they want to give it to somebody because they're taking pride in what they do with you, so they want to share it. So don't think of this as changing everything. Think of this as just an exception that you'll figure out how to use. The bottom line, David, is when one of these come in, you've got a really hot prospect. So I don't care what you do with it at that point, but when one comes in, you're excited.
Sure. Okay.
I'm going to give you some examples of how you can use this.
Okay.
One is you're working on an affiliate opportunity with somebody who has more than 20 employees. And you don't go in with the certificate. You go in with the yellow pad. You're just having your conversation. What can we do to try to work something out where I can help you and you can help me? And then they'll make suggestions and you'll make suggestions and maybe you could do a boot camp here. And you know what? I have an idea. I have an idea, Joe, the businessman who has 20 employees. How about this? How about we make up nice envelopes that on payday you distribute to all of your employees as a gift from you? I want you to understand the power of this. The business owner spent how much?
Zero.
How does he look in the eyes of his employee?
Generous. Great.
Yep. Why would there be a no? And what is the perception of the employee? They don't think David gave me this certificate. They think their boss appreciates their work and gave them something nice. So when it comes to people in that way, it doesn't look like an ad from you. Now, there's another important rule. You never give a blank one. So the way you would do it is you would say to Joe, the business owner, give me the list of your employees, and I will come back with them completed. And you have them nicely, you know, printed or typed out. So now what you get is a list of 20 leads. When you get comfortable with this, you could go to one business every week. And if you're limiting it to businesses who have 20 employees, that's 80 new leads you're getting every week. Because realize, you don't give out the certificate until you have the name of the person. This is the strongest promotion you will ever do, and it will be ongoing. You'll pull it out on Father's Day, pull it out on Mother's Day. You can't overdo it, but this is one of those off-the-shelf things that I was talking about. But you got to live by the rules. As soon as you give it out or as soon as you get blank ones, I'm telling you, it won't work again. I can't tell you why. I can't tell you what happens in the universe. I'm just telling you it becomes disposable. People go, oh, yeah, I had one of those. So it's not like a guest pass. It's not like a coupon. It's got to be from a person to a person. Now, when you're ready to do this, here's how you leverage it. You go around to the different business owners in your area, and you want businesses that you feel comfortable recommending. So, you know, you don't want to go to Taco Bell. But it's okay to go to, like, if there's a frozen yogurt store, that's okay. If there's a restaurant that has some organic meals, that would be okay. So you go around to a bunch of places, clothing places, a place that sells athletic clothing, but it doesn't always have to be sports related. It can be a cheese shop, you know, anything where there'd be some value to it. And you ask them if they will give you a coupon, because you're going to be handing it out to every single one of your clients, past and present. So you go, hey, you know, this is a place I come to often. I really love your food. Or this is where I come to buy my shirts. Or this is where I come to buy my suits. And I would like to share it with all of my clients. What can you give me in terms of a valued coupon? So some of them will give you a $50 coupon, depending on the product. Some will give you 25% off. But it has to have something substantial. It can't be like just some cheap little shit that they printed up that says, you know, save a dollar. It has to be something that really looks branded from that place. You guys still with me?
Yes.
Okay, so you get about 10 of them, and you total up the value. So let's just say from 10 people, you wind up with coupons that can save people $25 each. You put them in envelopes. And now, what is the value of that envelope? 10 people, $25 credit each. Hello?
$250.
Right. $250. Right. So you've spent how much? Zero. You have an envelope worth potentially $250. Now you also slip in two of your gift certificates. So now what is it worth?
$500,
right? So this lends itself well to send an email to all of your clients, including all of your former clients, saying, because this has been a great year, because we've seen great results and we want to see results in everybody, basically because life is good and you're a client, I have a $500 gift for you. Either pick it up at your next training session, or if you don't have a scheduled session, call me so we can arrange for you to pick it up. You know what happens? Every one of your former clients calls. You still following this?
Yes.
Okay, and I said ask questions because I don't want it to sound complicated. It's not. It's just there are some rules in order to make it work.
Yeah.
All right, now. What's that?
What do they do with our gift certificates? It's not for them.
No, not for them.
Yeah, they have to give them away.
Right. So now they come in. You can't give them the envelope yet. You need the names of who they're going to gift them to. Remember, never give away a blank certificate. So your old client comes in, right? Mary Jones says that she's coming in at 8 o'clock. She comes in at 8 o'clock. You go, hey, so glad you're here. Here's your envelope. It's going to give you coupons for all of these places. And we have two additional gift certificates worth $125 each that you could gift to anybody. And by the way, put an expiration. So always expire it after the next holiday. Okay, so even now, if you want to expire it December 29th, you could. This is why it's important they look nice, because they have to look like something special, not like a throwaway. So you say, just tell me who you're going to give these to, and I'm going to go in back and make them up for you. Now, if they go, I don't know, say, okay, I'm going to hold these here for you. And any time that you decide that you want to give somebody a gift, and by the way, you could even use them as a Christmas gift, just call me, give me the names, and then you'll come pick them up. Now, at first, it doesn't seem that big, but what will happen is if you do this ongoing, going to a different company every week, getting it to your clients, they start coming in. And if you put the expiration of the 27th of December, they come in on the 26th. So, again, it's not, I don't want you to put them out and go, it didn't work, because it doesn't happen that way. This is simply putting things out there. But I'm promising you, it is the greatest paper marketing. The best marketing you could ever do is five a day. But this is the best pass-along marketing that you can ever do, and you can do it literally forever. But it's important that you live by the things I said. As soon as you go, you know, if you meet somebody in a gas station, and you go, here, let me give you this gift certificate. Just come in with it. It blows the whole thing. So you've got to really preserve the value. These are worth $125. Now, is it worth it because we don't like to do free sessions? Well, it's real important that you never view this as a free session. This is a $125 session. This is just somebody gave it as a gift. So why didn't you get the money for it? Well, let's think about your cost of acquisition. If these coupons cost you $1.68 each, then it was worth it for you to do this free session, because in a sense, it's indoor outreach. Are you guys following me?
Yeah.
So being that there are four of you, here's what I would suggest you do. Don't get crazy with it now, but really take it seriously, because it's a really good promotion that I'm going to leave you with that you can do forever. But you can start creating them. If you have, you know, a printer or who'll do a layout for you, do it and share it with each other. So the four of you can kind of work together to create a template that works for all of you. But it has to look good. It has to be from, and it has to be to, and it has to have a place for an expiration date. All right, so again, the beauty of the value is your old clients who will not return your call no matter what you do, when they get an email that says, I have a gift for everybody for $500, they call and they come in. Now, I know that all of you guys will be nervous because you feel like they're going to come in and you feel like it's a scam because they think they're going to get $500. Why the fuck would you give them $500? I mean, they're not really expecting that you're going to hand them a piece of jewelry. So right. They come in and they're gracious. And you say, oh, and here are these two certificates worth $125 each. And you can even say, this is something I do with corporations. But because things have been so good and I really love what we're doing for people and I love the way we're now able to help people with weight loss resistance, I'm so excited. I just wanted to give these to all my clients so they could share it with people they know. You're opening up a new dialogue. The old client goes, what? Weight loss resistance? What do you mean? I'd like to sign up. Okay, good. And who would you like to give these to? Then I'm going to tell you one other thing that's going to happen. The employer who you gave 20 to will call you for seven more because he'll want to give them to vendors. When it gets to be a holiday, watch how many of your clients go, oh, by the way, can you spare another two of those gift certificates? You go, well, you got to tell me who you're going to give them to. Okay. Are you guys at least conceptually getting it and appreciating the potential value of this? Because you won't know it until you do it, and you won't know it for months after you do it. But the day is going to come that you're going to go, wow, it is raining these certificates. I can't believe how they're coming in.
Yeah, I see big value in this compared to what I've done in the past. I've done versions of that that fell flat because of everything that you just included in there. You know, tell us why it wouldn't work if you did it that way. Yeah, good stuff.
Good. But these are really important. All the things I'm telling you, I promise, you can destroy it by giving them out for free.
Yep.
And never, ever give out a blank one. You know, even if somebody goes, I'm not sure, but I want to give it to somebody, you go, well, okay, well, I can't just give it out. You know, and really, I mean, if they keep pushing, you go, well, you could buy it for $125. I'll give it to you blank for $125 because that's the value of it. But I can't just give out a blank one. Anyone could use it. I'm giving this to you to give as a gift. You just got to tell me who you're giving it as a gift to. So as long as you live by that and you believe in the value of it, then they will respect the value of it, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. These
now,
will come in sometimes way after the expiration date with people begging you if they could still use them. What were you going to say?
I have a quick question on, so you're getting their names. Are you doing anything with those names after that? If they don't come in, are you trying to contact them some way?
Well, I would love to. It depends how much I can get. So if I can ask for, in other words, Troy, if you're a client of mine and you are getting two certificates and I go, oh, who are you going to give this to? And you go, my brother. I'm going to go, okay, great. What's your brother's name? Good. What's his phone number? What's his email? I won't even ask you permission to ask the questions. You'll give them to me. It's your brother. Obviously, you know, right?
Right.
But if it's, you know, somebody who I don't know that well or an old client who comes back, I would rather give it to them with a name and not get the lead and just hope that the person shows up than not give it out at all. But anytime I can, I'm going to go for the lead. I'm going to go for that contact information.
Okay.
And never feel uncomfortable with that because they'll feel that. Like, don't go, oh, is it okay if I ask for the email address? Because then they'll go, nah. But if you just go, what's the name? And as soon as you get the name, go, what's the name? Great. What's the phone number? Okay. And his email? Probably half the time you'll get it. So, yeah, it's a beautiful way to get leads.
Okay.
And so just to clarify, we are handwriting in names versus printing them off?
I would use your computer to print them if you can. In other words, I would get the printed template with the blank. If you need to handwrite the names, you can. But I like the idea of having to go in the back office. So you get the lead and you go in the back and you print it out of your computer. But the don't print the template. Like, the template has to exist. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was envisioning. I just want to make sure that I was on the same track.
Yeah, the more professional it looks, because you really, this has $125 worth of value. So it just can't look like a cheap little piece of junk. It has to look really nice. Okay, thoughts, comments, questions on anything?
Will you be able to put this one up on so we can listen to it again? Post it.
The call?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Because there's great stuff in this one I want to listen to. Everyone. But this one I've got, there was so much, I got to write it down.
Okay, good. Any questions about anything?
Yeah, Phil, this is a clarity. And I think I didn't ask it properly the first time. I know that the gift of it is for personal training, but the actual, when we see them, when they come in, we're actually doing an intake on them, right? I mean, we're doing the Navaka process on them. We're not just taking them through
You like the rules that if this, then that, but I'm just saying I'm happy a lead showed up. So if I have to deliver a workout for this person, I will. I would break that rule in this one if I need to take them through a workout because that's what they got. Like, this is what their friend gave them, right? But in the workout, I'm going to explain a lot of things. So theoretically, or you could do the intake for $125 to take the certificate. I mean, what's happening is a new prospect just showed up. How you handle it is up to you. There's no clear black and white rule to this. But a very real qualified candidate for personal training is standing in front of you. They know your value, right? They know you charge $125 a training session. So you might want to say something like, normally I would do an intake with you, which is $150. However, in the intake, you don't really get an exercise session. The beauty of it is we get to understand what your unique issues are, what your concerns are, and we can get you moving in the right direction. So if you would like to do the intake today, I'd be happy to do that, and you could use this certificate for your next session, which will be a workout. Like, that's one option. You with me on that?
Yeah.
Okay, in other words, if you really believe in your heart that the right thing for this person to do is go through an intake with you, then you would say to them, hey, you have $125 credit right here. My suggestion is do an intake with me. It's $150, and then we'll use this Phoenix workout. But if the person goes, no, I just want to work out, I'll give it to them. But I'm going to talk to them the whole time. I'm going to understand. I'm going to do a little Navaka as we're going through the workout. So, you know, hopefully it's not a one-shot deal. But just look at it as a very hot, real prospect was just delivered to your door. So if you have to take them through a workout as a first step, do it. But don't say, okay, goodbye, thanks for coming in. You know, you're going to use it to lead into whatever you're going to do with them long term. All right? You're asking it correctly. You're not getting the answer you want because I don't have it for you. I'm just telling you this is a really good way to generate very, very strong qualified leads. So it's up to you what you do when they come in with the certificate.
Okay.
Option A, you just do the consult and take the certificate. Just that's it. And then try to sell them. But the challenge with that is going to be they thought they were getting a training session. And I'm also telling you, if the certificate says for consultation, nobody will come. They don't. Nobody's excited about a consultation.
Right.
But if somebody goes, hey, go for a workout with my trainer. The other thing, David, is you're not going to get 50 of them all at once. They're going to trickle in. So you're going to have enough time to experiment until you find what works best for you.
Okay.
So again, if you guys are constantly putting out posts, Jason, throwing the net in the water when something's nibbling on your bait, talking to people in the bank, in the grocery store, in Target, wherever you are, doing outreach on an ongoing basis, doing promotions, linking with strategic allies, and you incorporate this promotion, that's all part of your reach. And it just keeps coming in and coming in and coming in and coming in. And your funnels get filled up, and you have as many premium sessions as you want, and you start to hand them over to your spillover, and your revenue grows, and you develop a new sense of freedom. That's the inevitable outcome if you follow everything that I've shared with you.
That's pretty powerful.
And real. It's all in your court right now. Okay, any other thoughts, comments, questions about anything?
Can you outline that one more time for the whole thing in a real cliff note version?
Outline what whole thing?
The gift card again.
Okay. You're going to make up a really nice card.
Yep.
It's got to have the value of a training session. You will never, ever, ever give this away just like a handout. And you'll never give it away without the name filled in as to who it's for. This becomes your ability to give somebody the power to give a gift. You can use it in a corporate setting by speaking to business owners. You don't go in with the certificate. You don't go, hey, here, I have an idea. But somehow it comes up as an afterthought, hey, I know what we can do. How would you like to gift all of your employees with a comp session with me? Here's how we do it. I'll make up a certificate. You put it in with their paycheck. You give it to them on payday. It comes from you. I'll make out the certificates. You just give me the list of your employees, and I'll come back on Monday with all of the certificates completed. It can be used anytime there's a reason to give a gift. Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas, any other time that people are going to give a gift. What you will do to really launch it in a big way is find about 10 or 12 local merchants who will give you nice certificates, not as nice as yours, but that are specifically branded. Not like a cheap little, you know, 25 cents off, or not like a little perforated thing where they have to cut on the dotted line, but a nice looking certificate that says, you know, save 50% with your first purchase, or you save $25 on dinner for two, and you're going to put them all in an envelope along with two of your certificates. You're going to notify all of your existing and former clients, and you're going to total up the value of all the certificates you collected plus the value of the two training sessions. And you're going to say, I have a $400 or $500 or $750 gift for you. Next time you come in, remind me or ask me for it. And for those people who do not have an appointment, just call me and we'll set up a time for you to pick it up. When they come to pick it up, you show them the envelope, you take out the two certificates, and you say, who would you like me to make these out to? If they say, I don't know, you go, okay, I'll hold them. And as soon as you feel you want to give a gift, you tell me. Now, by the way, Christmas time, it's great because there are all those people that you don't know what to get gifts for. And I mean, even if you want to give the mailman a $125 gift that costs you nothing, you know, use this. You know, your kid's teacher, use this. So everybody gives them out. So you have to preserve the value of it. So you never give out a blank one. You're going to give it out to your clients. They will happily receive it. And then former clients will have to call you, set up a time. They come in. You give it to them, but you give it to them with the qualification that they have to give you the names of who it's for. And this simply opens up a new conversation between you and a former client that can easily recapture them if they are your avatar. That's the nutshell.
Okay.
All right, guys. I've given you gold today. You'll find it out in the future. So keep working. You reach funnel spillover. If it's time for you to really start looking for your apprentice, do it. It's not too soon. I'm promising you that. And until we speak again, which will be 2 days from now, be better, everyone. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys.
Better.